Welcome to the Reach for Life broadcast from Christian Resources International. I'm Harry Jeffrey, and I'll be with you for the next half hour, featuring inspirational music and an uplifting message by Pastor Charles D. Brooks of the Breath of Life telecast. The Reach for Life program gives you knowledge for successful living in today's rapidly changing world. If you're raising a family, struggling with issues concerning your career, or seeking to enhance the overall quality of your life, stay right here. Reach for Life brings you thrilling messages from Pastor Charles D. Brooks, veteran evangelist and director speaker of the Breath of Life television broadcast. The Breath of Life telecast may be available in your area, and you won't want to miss it. Please check your local television listings, including your cable TV listings, for the time and station. Make sure you don't miss Pastor Brooks on the Breath of Life telecast. Set your VCR to tape the program for you if you have to be away. For the past several weeks, we've been bringing you the Breath of Life Crusade, a series of 28 sermons outlining important biblical teachings. Pastor C.D. Brooks, a veteran teacher and evangelist, carefully guides us through this garden of truth, patiently pointing out the many fruit God has placed there for our spiritual nourishment. Today, we bring you part one of the message entitled Ghost, Zombies, and Poltergeist. Dr. Brooks brings us the complete Bible truth about death, near death, and after death. You'll want to have a pencil ready to write down the Bible text for further study. Here's Pastor Brooks.
Beloved, I want to say at the outset tonight that some will hear things they never knew. But rejoice that truth came. We're going to talk about ghosts, spooks, hants, zombies, poltergeists, and whatever else they are known as. And we're going to talk about dead people. Where are they? And what are they doing? There was a time in our history before they perfected the science of embalming in this country. And especially when people lived in isolated areas and could not get to hospitals and morgues, that if a loved one passed, they would often bury that loved one the same day. And many mistakes were made. A man by the name of Mark Walston wrote an article in a Maryland newspaper, and he talked about a person who had a most peculiar kind of invention. This man invented a coffin with a spring lock top strong enough to throw open a grave that was not covered too deeply. There was a reason for that. People had been put in those boxes who weren't yet dead. A Gallup poll revealed that over 8 million people now claim to have had a near-death experience. There is a book, this is an article right out of the paper, there is a book called Embraced by the Light. It has been a bestseller for a long time about people who claim to die and are embraced by light and they see other loved ones dead and eventually come back to life down here. Another man by the name of Harry Shepard of Orange County, California, belonged to the Orange County Society for Psychic Research. And he bought a tape recorder and went out into the graveyard at night listening for voices from beyond the grave. And it says in this article, listening to the dead, from spirit voices to poltergeists, they've got it on tape. Now they've played these tapes. And they hear groans and mutterings and other such noises, which they believe prove the existence of a higher life after death. Today we've come to the place where spiritualism ranks right along with sex and violence in the making of movies and television stories, for the interest of the people is captivated. Sex, violence, spiritualism. Not long ago, I read of a movie called Ghost, and Whoopi Goldberg got an Oscar for playing the part of a medium. And they make the stories beautiful, you see. A girl lost her lover, and this medium brought them together. And when that thing was shown on an airplane, a friend of mine said folk were just weeping. And when it was over, a lady said, "I believe that's the way it is." Ladies and gentlemen, that is not the way it is. Every now and then, these things show up in my mailbox. A Capitol Hill astrologist. Do you ever wonder what the future holds for you? Would you like to know who and when you should marry? Maybe that's why the divorce rate is so high. Would you like to know who your enemies are? How to be a success? How to win the one you love? This gifted woman can answer any and all questions. All you need is her. You don't have to pray if this is true. And you know, it's out here in Phoenix. I was driving home the other day, and there's a house sitting off there, palmist. They're here. This came in my mailbox in an envelope, and I opened it, and it said, "Your corpse is required to attend the freak worship mass for the unholy living dead." There's a poem in here. It says, "Good night, sweet black prince of death. Legions of hell lull thee to thy rest. When witches Sabbath at full moon high, thy soul, thy mind will smoke and die." I don't know why they sent this to me. But there is no end to it. Whether you want to believe it or not, today, a large number of congressmen and senators depend on astrologers, before making decisions that can affect the life of everyone in America. A former president not far removed and his wife got information on hard and basic decisions from an astrologer before he could make up his mind. Many of these people have 900 numbers. The minute you start to talk, they are making money. They've got a movie star and a songstress advertising on national television. All of these people, draining funds, deceiving minds, confounding the public, confusing them, and transplanting faith, which is displaced by all of this foolishness. 1989 was a bad year for psychics and astrologers. A man by the name of Ralph Blodgett went out and purchased the National Enquirer, Star, Globe, National Examiner, Sun, News Extra, and every other tabloid that featured these people with their predictions. He then put into his computer everyone he found in those magazines. There were 550. They were made by folk like Jean Dixon, Barbara Duchess, Emo Dumas, Penelope Fortune, Montana Kelly, Sven Peterson, Bell Starr, and 28 others rich already on the gullibility of the public. This man isolated 550 predictions. 535 failed. They were wrong 97% of the time. And yet people get on that 900 number and they pay their money. They will believe everything except that which has never been proved a lie. 1989, Gene Dixon said that Dukakis would hold high office. Dan Quayle would resign as vice president. Salman Rushdie would flee to America, and terrorists would hijack a plane from Kennedy Airport and crash it into the White House. These are bold predictions. Not a single one of them came true. Now, beloved, there is something that links all of this together. The first recorded lie in the Bible. God had said to Adam and Eve, "Of all the trees you may freely eat, except the tree of knowledge of good and evil." And God said, "The day you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die." Later on in chapter 3, when Satan accosted Eve through the medium, get that word, the medium of a serpent, he spoke to Eve and said, "Hasn't God said you shouldn't eat of the trees of God?" He always tries to fix God's word in a way to make you misunderstand it. And Eve was quick to come to God's defense. "Oh no," she said, "God said we may eat of all these trees except one. And that is the tree in the midst of the garden, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For God has said, the day we eat of that, we shall surely die." "Aha," said the devil, "that's the one. God knows that you are missing out on something." That's what he tells folk who haven't tried drugs yet. "Why, you haven't lived till you try. Your mind will expand." That's true. "You'll get a thrill you never had before." He makes it so enticing. The devil wants you to think God is keeping something from you that you really ought to have in order to be happy. So he said to Eve, "That is the very one, for God knows the day you eat of it, you'll become like God." Now Satan had gotten kicked out of heaven because he was going to be like God. Now he's telling Eve, "If you disobey, you will be like God." But she said, "God said, if we eat it, we will surely die." And the devil then gave the first lie recorded in the history of the world. He said, "Ye shall not surely die." And you're talking about double talk, that's it. He seems to be saying, you're going to die, but not surely. You're going to die, but you won't surely be dead. And most of the world today has bought into that lie. They think folk die, but not surely. No need you laughing. I don't imagine there are a handful of people here tonight who would go alone into a cemetery at midnight. Why? You know those folk are dead, but not surely. Well, I want to tell you something tonight. The safest place in Phoenix is the cemetery at midnight. You don't have to worry about the dead folk. It's these living ones that'll cut your throat. strong theologians, wittingly and unwillingly, support this falsehood by the devil. One of the most powerful hymns I've ever sung had a line in there that said, "A charge to keep I have, a God to glorify, a never dying soul to save and carry to the sky." Ladies and gentlemen, please, even if it shocks you, understand what I'm about to say. You read it from Genesis to Revelation. The Bible never once mentions a never dying soul. Not once. It is all a part of Satan's falsehood, supported by theology, supported by hymns, supported by tradition, and he's got the whole world, it seems, under his sway. On the screen tonight, I'm going to show you a text that I want to refer to now. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 15. There the Bible tells us that God only. What's that last word I used? You know what only means, don't you? Solamente. God only hath immortality. That means nobody else has it. Only God has it. In Romans chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, the Bible says, men seek immortality. Now, if you already had it, you wouldn't seek it. I got my keys in my pocket, so I'm not seeking my keys. God only. Let it sink in. It's the Word of God. Write it down. Read it at home. God only hath immortality, and men seek immortality. They don't have it. Now, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." The majority of people in Christendom today lose a loved one and believe they are in heaven. The Bible does not say that. Please don't think I'm insensitive. Please don't think I'm hard-hearted. Yesterday, they buried one of my favorite aunts. Today, they buried my brother-in-law. My darling mother died in 1959. My father in 1968. I know the pain of death. And if you stay with the Word of God tonight, you're going to discover that God's way is the happiest way. God's way is the best way. Now, I've got so much of this screen, I've worked it out with my projectionist that we're going there. And I want you to go with me and see what the Word of God says. The lights are going down and the screen is lighting up. You see, when a person loses a loved one, that person is especially vulnerable, because you would give almost anything. Bring the lights down, please, so we can see this. You'd give almost anything not to break that connection, to hear a voice again, to see a loved one again. Loneliness drives some to distraction, and the devil wants to take advantage of that. I am still waiting for the lights to go down, please. Somebody do that for us. Thank you. Thank you. More. Thank you. Now, all of us have been affected by this enemy called death. If you haven't, you will. I remember for years, nobody in my immediate family went to sleep. And then all of a sudden it began, going to sleep. My heart would break. There were those sleepless nights, those sighs, those tears. But God's Word is encouraging. God's Word is best. Now the Bible says, "Which in times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Who is that? Yes, sir. Who only hath what? Now that's either the truth or it's not the truth. I choose to believe the Bible, don't you? And the Bible says only Christ or God has immortality. Ladies and gentlemen, the angels don't even have it. The Bible says that Satan, who was an angel, and those who fell with him are going to be destroyed in the flames of hell, root and branch. Matthew 25, 41 says, hell is prepared for the devil and his angels. They're going to die. God only hath immortality. Man does not have immortality. Man is mortal. Now, you've always heard that. The Bible speaks of mortal man. Mortal means can die. Immortal means can't die. Only God hath immortality. Man is mortal. Man can die. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in the Garden of Eden, Satan used a medium. Speaking through the serpent, he said to Eve, ye shall not surely die. You're going to die, but not surely. Well, let's see how man was made. The Bible says, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man what? It doesn't say man was given a soul or man had a soul. Man was a soul. He became a soul. If you want to know what a soul looks like, look up here at me. Or look at the person sitting next to you. When Paul was on that ship in a storm, the Bible says there were in all X number of souls. These were living people on board that ship. A soul is a man or a woman, a generic man, of course. Now the Bible says God made him out of dust and gave him the breath of life, and when the union came about, man became a living soul. Now the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12:7 that when man dies, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who what? When he made man, he formed him of the dust and then gave him the breath of life. When man dies, the process is reversed. His body returns to the dust and his spirit returns to God who gave it. This word spirit, what does it mean? Where does it come from? In the Hebrew, it's from ruach. In the Greek, it's pneuma. Say that last word with me, pneuma. Now let me show you how simple it is. When a man catches a dreadful respiratory disease, it is often called pneumonia. It was originally believed to be caused by bad air. Pneuma means air or breath or wind. So does the Old Testament Hebrew word ruach. Ladies and gentlemen, God gave to man the breath of life, and when man dies, his body returns to the dust, and his spirit, which comes from the Greek word pneuma, returns to God who gave it. Job 27:3. There the Bible says, all the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my what? That's where you breathe. Now that's clear, isn't it? That's where the word spirit comes from. It doesn't mean there's a little man that sits on your shoulder, and when you die, he lights out to heaven while you go to the grave. This was made up. Before I finish out here, I'm going to tell you who made it up and why. It's clear. And if you don't want to wait, you can go to the library and read it. There are no secrets. People just don't study and don't pray and don't read God's word. It's clear. The Spirit returns to God who gave it. The Bible says in Psalm 104 and verse 29, thou hidest thy face, they are troubled, thou takest away what? That's all. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. And so out in the graveyard, you see all of these stones. People are buried out there. Many of them have already dissolved and returned to the dust. And the only thing that left them was the air, the wind, the breath, interpreted spirit. They die and return to their dust.
You know that there is something very special He'll do in your life. Better than you can imagine, He'll take your heart and make your life brand new. Let the Savior take control of your life.
You've been listening to Pastor Charles D. Brooks with part one of the special sermon entitled Ghost, Zombies, and Poltergeist. We'll bring you part two next time. Are you benefiting from this broadcast? Then please let us know how this program is helpful to you. We won't know you are listening unless you tell us. Just drop us a line or call us. We'll tell you how in a minute. We'd really appreciate it. The powerful message you've been hearing is just one of 28 messages that clearly explain all the essentials needed for us to please God here on earth and prepare to spend eternity with Christ Jesus. This brand new series from Pastor Brooks will help you present the complete gospel to those you love who have not yet accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. You may not feel comfortable giving Bible studies yourself, but you can share this complete series with a friend. Your friend can listen at their own pace and hear these priceless truths. To hear more about this precious set of 28 tapes, please contact us today. Write to Reach for Life, Post Office Box 3339, Silver Spring, Maryland 20918. You can call if you wish, 1-800-528-8929. 1-800-528-8929. Outside the U.S., call area code 301-439-2952. Again, if you are outside the U.S. and want information on Pastor Brooks' crusade tapes, call 301-439-2952. I'm Harry Jeffrey, your host for the Reach for Life program. On behalf of Pastor Brooks, Adrian Wesney, music arranger, and Myron S. Otley, our executive producer, thank you for listening. We urge you to invite Jesus Christ into your heart for peace, for true happiness, and for everlasting life. Reach for Life is a production of Christian Resources International. Until next time, God bless.